Mr. President, gentlemen, I understand that President McKinley and I are the only two presidents of the United States to ever address such an occasion. I suppose that President McKinley and I are the only two that are regarded as fiscally sound enough to be qualified for admission to this organization on an occasion such as this. I have not always considered the membership of the NAM as among my strongest supporters. I'm not sure you have all approached the new frontier with the greatest possible enthusiasm. I recognize that in the last campaign, most of the members of this luncheon group today supported my opponent, except for a very few who were under the impression that I was my father's son. But I hope that some of your most alarming feelings of a year ago about the imminent collapse of the whole business system, if I was elected, have been somewhat lessened.